Eating the way I do, which is to say eating only meat and vegetables, is lonely. Most celebrations revolve around food that I can't eat. Birthdays are the worst with their cake. Thanksgiving stuffing is the second worst. I used to love eating those things, but that was when I was obese and degenerating, before I changed my diet. It's all different out there for me now. If I break down and have a few drinks, formerly my #1 favorite pastime, I experience horrible guilt the next day for destroying all the careful work I've put into repairing my digestive system. So things have been weird. I hardly have any peers to relate to. I've made some great friends online who live this way, with no wheat, no sugar, and no cardio, among other things. I'm even in some secret Facebook groups with my new favorite social set, former fatties, or, as we're more popularly known, people who look great for their age. Locally, the CrossFit community, who I love, shares this lifestyle for sure, but they're kind of busy doing mud runs and zombie dashes. And that is not what I'm lonely for. I'm lonely for people to gossip with face to face, and I want some body language to go with the inflammatory words. I want to gossip about who's promoting safe starches and who is claiming high mercury fish is not really bad. I want to gossip about whether wheat is physically addictive or not. Dr. William Davis, the author of Wheat Belly, thinks it is, but high-profile bloggers like Emily Deans from the blog Evolutionary Psychiatry say the jury is still out about the actual physical addiction of it. And when I talk about that, I want to use my hands. I have this one move where I hold my hand up in the air and wave it around when I am in full pontification mode, and it absolutely horrifies my husband. I'm playing the martyr a bit here. There are, of course, other people outside of the computer, outside of the gym, right here in our town who are living optimally. And I'm making some friends. Rihanna Gamble, the proprietress of Grub Wilmington, for one. Grub is what I'm calling a wellness venue. You can take classes there, hear speakers, lose weight, transform your life, even learn how to cook. I heard about Rihanna and Grub, and I thought to myself, I wonder what this Rihanna has to say about meat. I made an afternoon appointment with her, and when I got there, she was making her lunch, sauteing grass-fed ground beef with cabbage and coconut oil. She fried it up, put it on a plate, and topped it with avocado and some hemp seeds. The whole process took about 7 minutes. And while she did it, she told me about transforming her health, losing 40 pounds, and becoming happy in her life. Ding, 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 former fatty who prefers to read. And I could just tell that she would be horrified by the idea of a mud run.